Are you doing your intro now?
Yeah, I'm gonna, yeah. We don't have to tell everybody. No, it's okay. I was just gonna say that I'm really sorry we haven't been here for 2 weeks, because I had a mysterious fainting spell, because I have the health of a Victorian boy, mm-hmm. and Jocelyn has tummy issues that definitely are not anxiety related.
Don't quit.
They are definitely not related to anxiety.
Anyway, hello, depressies. Thank you for joining us today. Starting off strong.
I'm Reagan.
I'm Jocelyn. What are you up to? What do you want to...
Well, on the topic of your stomach issues that definitely aren't anxiety...
Uh-huh, okay.
I just thought it might be fun.
Or lactose intolerance.
Maybe. Yeah, or lactose intolerance.
A little bit of
both. One of my favorite pastimes is I really like going back in the old, like, DSMs.
Oh my god.
And finding, like, shitty, like, bad... diagnostic criteria for disorders, sometimes just bad disorders.
Hysteria.
Mm-hmm. And I have one today that I just thought I would share with you.
Oh, great. Okay.
You know? And,
because... I'll just casually go back in the DSM 1 through 4.
1 through 4. This one is from the DSM 2.
God, psych matrix.
And I'm not going to tell you what it's called until after I've asked you a few of these things.
So okay.
This is just...
Do I have to guess?
So you can just kind of get an idea. You're not going to guess the name of this disorder.
If I do, would you be wildly impressed?
Yeah, I would. I would buy you ice cream for, like, 3 weeks in a row.
Yes! Okay, I can do it.
Okay. We're just gonna start out strong. This is kind of what old people...
Put a finger down challenge.
Put a finger down challenge. you know, if these were things that were you were struggling with, it was, you know...
Sorry for coughing. I can't help it.
So, okay. Blunted emotional and physical reactions to external stimuli.
What does that even mean?
It means, like, you just don't respond heavily to, like, emotional stimuli. Like, if, like, something, like, happens to you, like...
Oh, you're not gonna cry about it?
Well, yeah, kind of. Let's say somebody came up to you and they were like...
That's not me.
Let's say your dad was like, yeah, your grandma's sick, and you were just kind of, like, frowned a little bit.
Like, sucks.
Yeah. Like, you know, or yeah, if someone was, like, telling you, like, holy shit, like, you know, like, they're adapting your favorite book series into a movie, and you're just kind of like, oh, cool.
Oh, well.
Yeah. So there's that. Just, you're not super... Also physical stimuli, you know, like, someone, like, you just don't really do much.
Like, give you a little...
For reference, I just, like, bonked her on the arm. poor physical and emotional stamina.
And physical?
And physical? I don't feel like you have that problem.
Yeah, I was about to be like, listen.
How's your emotional stamina?
I don't know how you describe that.
You know, honestly, I don't really know what they were
today.
No. I won't get deep. I promise. I promise. Okay. I put notes in myself. I'm reading off my notes.
Don't bring this
up. I put little notes in where I was like, "Don't worry about that," so we wouldn't get too deep.
We can talk about this later.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell emotional stamina is. Like, how long can you?
Like, is it like sustained? Like, not, like...
Are they talking, like, strength, or, like, lasting, or both? I don't know.
Yeah, whatever, I don't care enough to look it up.
Yeah, it's fine. Aha! Aha! You don't care enough to look it up. More on that later.
What?! Oh my god. Yeah, but not, like, when you told me about... We'll come back to that.
Okay. Trouble mastering skills. It's like, you pick up a hobby, and you, like, you know, you
is
have
this just
difficulty.
ADHD?
No.
Is it autism?
No, it's not autism.
Okay. You never know.
Shut up. Okay. Trouble mastering skills, poor judgment, and poor social skills.
I have good social skills. Most of the time.
How's your judgment?
It's okay. Not the sharpest knife in the proverbial
knife
block.
Well, generally speaking,
judgment, like, common sense? Or just, like, maybe I shouldn't do that, like, in...
How, like, impulsive are you?
I mean, it's not, like, the best, but I'm, like, I don't, you know.
Yeah, I feel like...
If I'm a target, I can control myself.
I feel like it's hard to say with you, because I feel like you really don't like doing things if you know they're gonna inconvenience you.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I feel like that really helps you out.
Yeah, if it's gonna be uncomfortable, I'm not fucking doing it.
Yeah, for sure.
No!
Justin's like, that's gonna be a pain. No.
No.
Okay.
Like, looking it up. I also can't find my phone, so whatever.
If you have issues with multiple of these, usually they say, like, 3 or 4.
Okay.
Which there's 4 listed here. There were a couple more in the book.
Okay.
If you have these, and they, like, really, really just make it difficult for you to function. And uh-huh. that was less important in the DSM-2 as it is, like, now,
okay, yeah,
in more recent editions.
Because I had to study for my psych final, and there was a whole section about the DSM, and I was like, I don't need to read this. Reagan
told
me.
Yes, you do need to read it. You do. I
answers.
Okay, that's fair.
So I perused. I
read... looked up all the answers on my test over the Beatles today.
How was that?
I did really well.
Thanks, Google.
It wasn't really much to know.
Oh, that's good. I just had a test over the Beatles.
If you, you know, were really struggling with these things, uh-huh. and it was, you know, what, like the 1940s or whatever, oh, when the DSM-2 right. came out, I might diagnose you with, this is your chance to guess.
Not hysteria.
Well, maybe a little bit before this, but, you know, maybe like 20 years before in the answer
was. I don't even know. Pisces disorder.
Okay, close. It's actually inadequate personality disorder.
What the fuck? What does that even mean?
I read that and I was literally like, holy, I know what they were getting at.
What were they getting at?
Holy shit. Well, they just mean like, you know, like, less reactive. Like, your personality, generally, you're just less you're just reactive. Like,
chill.
But it really, inadequate personality. The phrasing, it just, I feel like it's
so
aged,
mean.
Like, fine cheese. Oh, my God. just a couple of fun little facts I found for you.
I think this should be...
While I was...
In a... Got... What up? I'm Jocelyn. I'm 19. Got diagnosed with inadequate personality disorder. Now I take... Adderall.
I wish that worked like that.
I wish I took Adderall.
Just a couple of fun facts, also, because I just found these when I was Googling and I thought they were cool.
Yeah.
But apparently PTSD used to be called Soldier's Heart.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought it was, like, kind of pretty.
That's nice.
Which is still, you know, sad and devastating.
Well,
but
yeah.
Also, I don't know how true this one is, but, you know, Freud smoked cigars, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
There are accounts... Fucking Freud. There are accounts mm-hmm. that say that...
Yeah.
That Freud smoked up to... I don't know how true these are, but they're... Okay. They're
it's a fact.
You know,
it's something.
It's, you know, people say this. I don't know how true it is. That Freud smoked 20 cigars a day.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Ew.
Just chain smoking. Which, if you read into, like, what he thought about, like, oral fixation, it just...
You have something to tell the class there, Freud?
I learned something new about Freud and hate him more every day of my life.
I wish we could dig him up and then kill him again.
Okay, the last thing I was going to talk to you about was... aphasia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in 1877, okay. Which aphasia as we know it today is different than it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Do I remember what it was when I looked it up? No. No, I do not.
But this is, aphasia voluntaria.
Okay.
Which is what we would call today, like, selective mutism.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which we usually understand as, like, an anxiety disorder. Sometimes it's related to, like, autism spectrum disorder, but mm-hmm. it's, you know.
Just, yeah.
Well, okay, it used to be called aphasia voluntaria.
Okay.
And, you know, these are just some of the criteria for aphasia.
Put a finger down.
Your mother speaks for you, usually.
Wow.
You don't want to talk because you're shy. You're just shy. You know,
yeah,
you just don't
shy little kid.
You just don't want to talk because you're shy.
Yeah.
Or maybe your mom talks for you all the time, so, you know, you feel like you shouldn't. You know, and it's not really an aphasia at all. It's not, what we understand as aphasia today, this is not it.
Okay.
You know, aphasia nowadays, like Wernicke's and Broca's area, basically it affects your speech. It affects, like, how you talk. Like, you sometimes it sounds, like, gibberishy or, like, you... have trouble, like, looking at things and...
Reagan, I cheated on my psych final.
I know you did.
What makes you know I know a word?
The reason that I wanted to talk to you about aphasia is because the other day, while I was Googling this, and I found this, and I was like, I can't believe that's what people used to call aphasia.
Yeah.
I texted Jocelyn and told her, hey, this week the song for the podcast should be aphasia.
Mm-hmm.
Because we both like that song.
Do you remember who it's by?
Not Pine Grove. That's the name of their other song, isn't it?
No. Is it by Pine Grove?
I think so.
Oh my god, I'm going to pull my Spotify.
You pull it up.
You
and
talking.
I'll finish off. But, I was like, I should text her and tell her about this because it might interest her. And I think the name of the song should be aphasia. And I was like, shit, maybe I shouldn't tell her that the name of the song is going to be aphasia because then she's probably going to Google what aphasia is.
It's Pine Grove.
It is?
It's the artist, yeah.
I'm a fucking baller. Sorry. I was like, because she's going to Google what aphasia is and I'm not going to be able to tell her on a recording.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I was like, well, maybe she already picked a song, and I need to make sure that I don't, like, swoop in and take her song if she's picked one. And so I told her, I was like, this week's song should be aphasia, and I was, like, crossing my fingers, like, this better be one of those situations where Jocelyn's just too lazy to Google something, and then just forgets about it later, and not one of those situations where she gets super curious and Googles it immediately. I lost out hard on that one. She Googled it immediately.
I feel like if you told me, oh, I want to do this song this week, I'm like, yeah, that fucks. Okay, I like that song. Instead of being like, it's related to the topic.
Yeah.
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 That was on me. What is the definition of aphasia? Are we getting there? Or do we need to, like...
Oh, I mean, I can tell you if you want. I wasn't going to.
I feel like the people, the listeners...
I don't know.
Haven't read the DSM-5.
Like, a solid definition of aphasia, but there's usually, like, Broca's aphasia, and... Basically, it's related to the language tone of your brain. One of them, like, affects your ability to produce speech, and the other one affects your way to, like, regulate it or something. I don't know.
Okay. Google says, loss of ability to understand or express speech caused by brain damage.
Yeah.
I'll give brain damage. I'm just kidding.
No, it's more of a neuroscience thing. We used to think we could treat it with psych, and you can. It's kind of more like physical therapy if you're, like, trying to, like, do therapy for your... Yeah, it's less, like... cognitive therapy, and it's more like
that's fun
physical therapy when you're trying to fix your speech, but
yeah,
you know, back in the day they thought, you know, god, you're speaking like weird as hell, you can fuck? Just go to, it's probably because your mom, let's just go to therapy. That's not
your right. Mom, because no, of your mom,
because fuck you. Oh my god. I told you about Avery's Oedipus Joe Mom joke.
You didn't tell me the joke.
Oh, it was a tweet, and I found it, and then I had to info dump what Oedipus Rex was to him, so he'd understand the joke.
But what's the joke?
It was like Oracle. It was Oedipus, and he's like, who am I going to marry? And the Oracle's like, Joe. And Oedipus is like, Joe? And I thought it was so funny. Joe Mama. I thought it was so funny.
I've seen that.
If you didn't know, my brother, he was on last time.
Was it last time?
Yeah.
2 times ago? He's been on. Avery.
It
was just his birthday, too.
Yeah, he just turned 11 on Tuesday. He loves Joe Mama jokes. Loves Joe Mama jokes.
One of the kids on the swim team was trying to Joe Mama me. I was like, no, I know what you're doing.
What do you have for us?
Now I'm embarrassed to talk about my topic.
Why?
Because I'm a little bitch.
Okay, I think it's cute. Thank you.
My topic is archaeology. Thanks, TikTok.
TikTok brought this up for you?
Do you want me to? Okay, we'll pause so I can show Reagan the TikTok that made me bawl my eyes out.
Oh, okay.
The TikTok interlude. Hello, this is Jocelyn, 2 weeks after we recorded. So we recorded like 20 more minutes, but the audio got so messed up, so I was saved the humiliation of my topic talking about astrology and archaeology, and I'm a little bitch. Like, it made me cry. Sensitive about that. Anyway, sorry for the delay. Hopefully we'll get another episode out soon. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. Bye.